Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Boston artist Yuing Suche uses her paintings and artwork to unpack topics like identity and belonging. She's one of the 10 artists we're featuring this week to highlight emerging creatives of color. WBUR's Ariel Gray spent time with Yuing in her studio to talk about her latest body of work inspired by viral videos.
Yuing Suche uses a thin metal spatula to smear and mix bright oil paints on a piece of glass.
See, when you add oil, it just has this like beautiful sheen to it. And I think when you're learning how to paint, there is a consistency that you can only understand by doing.
She's putting the finishing touches on a new painting. The subject is a woman with a ghoulishly long neck and a mouth stretched wide as if in mid-scream. Her blonde hair whips frantically around her head. Yuing, who is 35, adds shadows to the hollows of her collarbone.
You know, the pinks and the warmth comes from just having all of these other colors on the side. So this is just like that hot pink I'm adding.
This piece is a continuation of a subject Yuing explored in her latest exhibit, Rage and Ecstasy, that was up this summer at the Boston Center for the Arts. The topic in question, the Karen.
Or the Karen phenomenon, like the viral videos of Karen. And the Karen is, you know, to put it in plain words, an entitled white woman that demands service in like a public space that may be unreasonable.
Yuing, who immigrated to Boston from Taiwan 25 years ago, often interrogates questions of power, race, and identity in her work. For her, making art has provided an avenue to break down and examine big, unwieldy issues that impact her as an Asian woman.
I think when I first was learning English and adapting to everything, I was in spaces where I felt less than smart. But I would be able to make these things, right? I would be able to draw these things and to conceptualize these things, to grasp it the way I knew how to.
As a child, Yuing knew that she wanted to work with her hands. She'd draw herself as an adult, and in her drawing, she'd always portray herself as an artist. Her parents encouraged her creative journey.
I used to just paint on the walls in our house, and that was okay. Like, my parents were really relaxed about that.
Eventually, Yuing went to Mass Art, where she met Lisa Palawai, the dean of the Office of Justice, Equity, and Transformation. Palawai says that she's always been impressed by the intention that goes into Yuing's work, even when she was a student.
I feel like there's so much of what Sue is exploring. It is mirroring reality, but also kind of confronting these ideas about society. And I think it's a really important, in some ways, mirror for us to consider her work.
Yuing's painting, Houndstooth, depicts a Karen in a houndstooth jacket, standing at what appears to be a Starbucks counter. Her limbs and hair flail in an angry fit. The other customers and workers are painted in cool shades of blue, oblivious to the tantrum being thrown in the store.
So again, she and all of us are part of the system. And it's not really about like any individual target. It's more like this is a space that creates this type of hierarchy and this type of violence.
For Yuing, the case of Amy Cooper in Central Park was her first concrete example of Karen behavior. In 2020, Cooper, a white woman, called the police and claimed a black bird watcher was threatening her. But video evidence proved that Cooper lied about the incident.
You know, you think about that hierarchy that exists, that Karen is part of the system of abuse, and she has a certain positionality, and she can take this anger onto people who have less power.
Despite the viral popularity of Karen videos, Yuing found that some were still unwilling to engage with the subject matter in her pieces. She says it was hard to find a home for her body of work because it was deemed too divisive. The BCA was actually the first place that wanted to show the series.
I think some people had a hard time with the series in the beginning because it feels like, oh, you hate all white women, da 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 da. And it's not true. Like, I think about like the women in these images, I actually have a lot of faith in the people that might look like this.
For viewers who are disquieted by Ewing's work, she hopes that they are able to move past that initial discomfort and be open to deeper conversations about race, gender, and power.
Are you taking power from someone else, or are you giving power to people?
As Ewing says, the real question lies in how the power is used. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Arielle Gray.